The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
God has. If you're like, hey, I've just been coming for a few weeks and I haven't gotten a chance to jump in, these next 7 days, I would encourage you to give God something that matters to you and set it aside and say, God, I'm on the brink of seeing you do something crazy. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 10, that's where I'm going to read this morning. Daniel chapter 10. If you have your Bibles, you can go to the screen. Daniel chapter 10 says this, and remember, I'm going to read a little bit because I want to give you the context. It says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long, and he understood the message, and he had understanding of the vision. And in those days, Daniel was mourning for 3 full weeks, 21 days. He said, I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and I looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and his feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words were like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words. And while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, and my face was to the ground. Then suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and my palms and my hands. And he said to me, Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the word that I speak to you. Stand up straight, for I have now been sent to you. And while he was speaking to me, I stood trembling. Verse 12, and then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day, everybody say first day, everybody say first day, from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. Everybody say first day, the first day, everybody say first day, from the first day you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I came because of your words. Everybody say first day. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. For I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Watch. The angel who, when Daniel is praying, he sees this angel. And the angel says, you are greatly favored in heaven. He says, from the first day you started praying, the first day you started committing, the first day you gave God your all, God heard everything. He said, from the first time you cried out, God, show up for me, he heard you. From the first day you said, God, you can have all of me, I give you my life, I'm listening. From the first day you said, God, I'm going to step out on you and I'm going to believe you for healing, he heard you. From the first time you said, God, the thing that's on the inside of me, should I go? I'm going to give you a chance. I'm nervous. He said he heard you. But then he goes on and he says, I've come to make happen what you've been praying for, but I want you to know that I've been a holding pattern for 21 days because the enemy of your life has been fighting and has been pushing. I've been advancing each and every day. And he says, and it took me 21 days to get to this point. Can I tell you that you were in this building and from the first day you cried out to God and said, God, I'm giving you everything, he heard you. The challenge is that the promise of God is still in a tug of war. It's advancing every single day. But sometimes you and I stop before the 21st day. And the promise of God can never get to us. This morning, I want to challenge you and tell you that you're on the brink. Can we pray? Father, we love you today. We thank you today for your power, for your presence. I thank you, Lord God, that our lives are going to be changed. And we're going to leave here going all in on you and receiving the promise you have in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to tell you this morning, I promise you that I joked last week that I'm not going to keep you long. It's the same thing. I'm not going to keep you long, but we have 7 days left of prayer and fasting. And in this story, the Bible says that there is a man named Daniel. I've been touching on Daniel over the last 3 weeks of our series. And you can, cheesy plug, you can follow the remaining or the previous services. We've got a podcast on iTunes. It's a City Place Church audio podcast. You can catch up on the first 3 weeks of the series, but I'm closing it out right now by telling you that you are on the brink. God has something for you, but here's the thing. The thing is that if you and I don't go all the way, we will never get all of what he has. If we don't go all the way, we will never get all that he has. The story says that Daniel has an understanding, he has a vision, but the vision, it says, is far away. How many of you in here today have something that it seemed like it's far away? Come on, talk to me. It seemed like it's out of your reach. The story says that Daniel has seen clearly all that he once done, and it seems far away. And so it says that Daniel decides that he is going to set aside all of the things that he enjoys for 21 days. He decided that he was going to fast before the Lord his God. He said, this is not going to be my focus. I am focusing on the vision. I am focusing on the thing that you have put on the inside of me. So he sets it aside. And it says that he didn't even put on lotion. He didn't even anoint himself. He was so in tune to what God had showed him that he needed a response. He needed a breakthrough, and he wanted it in the season of his prayer. He was desperate. And it says that he's praying, and as he's praying, it says that he is not hearing anything for 21 days. No chatter, no nothing for 21 days. Have you ever had that prayer request, and maybe you heard somebody like me preach life to you, and nothing happens? Anybody? Have you ever been so hyped up by a pastor like myself? You believe that God's going to do it for you, but you get back home, and nothing has changed? Has it gone on a year, and you're really like, everything that he says, I'm not believing? And it says that Daniel, for 21 days, has given up the thing that he loves. He's gone all in with God, and nothing happens. But the story makes a drastic shift. It says that on the 24th day of the month, I was praying and fasting for 21. But on the 24th day, it says that the angel comes and visits him and gives him the rundown of the process. He says, Daniel, you are highly favored of God. I love that he tells Daniel, you are highly favored of God, because it leads me to believe, I wonder if Daniel was in a struggle moment. Where he's like, God, I'm giving you everything. God, I'm pouring out my heart. God, I'm pouring out my spirit. Are you hearing me? God, I was faithful with the vegetables in Daniel chapter 1. My boys got thrown into a fiery furnace. I believe that you brought them out. You did. I was faithful when the lions were coming at me. I held on to your promise and continued to pray. God, I've given up 21 days of food, and I'm seeking you like crazy. And God, are you hearing me? And I love that the angel meets him and says, Daniel, you're highly favored. You are greatly beloved in heaven. Can I tell you this morning that regardless of your past, regardless of your lack of faith, regardless of the roller coaster ride you take with God, he looks at you and says, I love you. And I let all of heaven know that I love you. See, the God that you serve is not silent about his love and his heart for you. All of heaven is aware of the God that loves you so much. All of heaven is aware that he loves you unconditionally. All of heaven is aware that he will highlight you and say, that's the one right there. You need to check them out. The thing is that he doesn't just pick you and forget about you. The God that you serve is so big where he can go, you're my favorite. 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 And it doesn't change a thing. So Daniel is crying out to God, and I love the fact that the first salutation was not to just answer his prayer. He looks at him and says, my love is the most important thing. Let me wrap you in that first. So he says, you are highly beloved. And he says, from the time you went all in, from the time you went all in, the first thing you said out your mouth, he heard. Can I encourage you that the God who loves you is also listening? Can you let that sink in for a second? Because so many times we ride a roller coaster ride. He loves you, and he's listening. Think about that for a second. From the first words you said, I have no clue what Daniel's first words were. But if I put myself in the story, sometimes I start out of frustration. Sometimes I don't have a perfect prayer. Honestly, I'm a straightforward type of personality. And so I'm like, Jesus, come on. The first thing you said, I heard. I don't know how you communicate with God, but I love the fact that from the first thing you said, I heard it. And then his response is, and once God heard it, he let me loose to come after you. Can I tell you that from your first words, he's like, let's go. Everyone, that's a sign. Let's go. Psalms 91 says that God gives his angels charge over you to keep you. So there are angels assigned to you that's like, Monday, let's go. Tuesday's crew, let's go. Wednesday's crew, let's go. Thursday's crew, let's go. Assigned to you. And the story says that he says, as soon as your words began, I started running. The promises of God that you're holding on to, I'm running towards you. He says, but what you don't know, because I'm telling you what's happening that you don't even see, is that there's an enemy that is fighting against my promise coming to you. Can I tell you that there is an enemy that does not want you to be who God called you to be? Does not want you healed in your body, does not want you walking in the provision of God, does not want you pulling your shoulders back. He wants you to stay suicidal. He wants you to be depressed. He wants you to be broke. He wants you to lose your mind. He wants your marriage destroyed. He wants your friendships broken. He wants you in wrong places. He wants you in different struggles, not because he cares about you, but because he wants you away from your God. So he says, I've been running this whole time. He says, Daniel, God has given, watch now, Psalms 91 for you. He says, I've been assigned to you. He says, now watch. He says, and when I couldn't bust through, God gave me permission to go into his office and get his assistant. Michael, he says, I had to go get the chief angel, the head dog, the one that execute all of the orders from God himself. I went and got him for you. It's a bad day. It's a bad day when you hold on long enough and the angels that's assigned to you go, hey, I need a little bit more help. I need the big dogs. He says, Michael, I went and told Michael about this. God gave permission. And he says that Michael came and we broke through. I looked up Michael's name and it means like God. So when God released Michael, he was rolling in himself. I went a little bit deeper. Watch. And he said that Michael was assigned to stand in time against anything that was coming against the children of Israel. So Michael's assignment was to step into time, on time, in time, when the biggest attack came to say, you can't touch this. And it's all because of your first words. He's like, this is what you don't see when you're praying. This is what you don't see when you choose to remember the start, the middle, and the moment you choose to praise God, weeks number one. when you choose to go in and pray and fast, when you choose that you're going to prove God, when you choose that you're going to follow, focus, and finish with God, weeks 2 and 3 of the message. He says, all of this stuff is happening behind the scenes and you don't even see it. And so you're wrestling and worrying about your faith and whether God's going to do it. And I'm telling you, from the first thing you said, he's been on the move. But there is an emotion that's happening that I'm busting through some things and it's taking longer than what you might think. Day number one, I had to get through your faith. Day number two, I had to get through just the sniffles. Day number three, I had to get through your doubt. Day number three, there's so much that you don't see. And he says, but each day that you stay in and you stay on board, your promise is moving closer to you. He says, we're advancing, you're advancing. But sometimes you may not realize it. So he says, Daniel, from the first thing you said, God was already moved. You're so loved in heaven that I called in the big dog. I had to go to some of the chief justices. I had to go to the joint chiefs of staff. I had to go as high as I could go to find the one just like God, to come into time and to say, push him over the brink. So he says, from the time you went all in after God, everything you said was heard. He said, but the enemies of your life that would push back your dreams for the future, I've been dealing with this whole time. I know it's the 24th day. It's the 24th day. But he says this. He says, but since you held on, you held on long enough for me to call in the reinforcements. And I'm standing here in front of you today. So, Damon, what are you saying? I am telling you that you are on the brink. You are on the verge. You are on the edge of seeing God. I wrote this down. What you are believing for is not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be permanent. If it's easy, I move on. If it's easy, I forget about it. Praying and fasting the first 10 days. God, you're doing some crazy stuff in my life. God, I'm all in. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Damon, you distracted. Because he's doing stuff, and I'm like, check it off the box, baby. My prayer and fasting is working, baby. Let me focus on number two, baby. God's faithful, baby. Distraction. Three days go by, and I'm like, God, you talking? And he's like, Damon, you had said you were going to be all in. If you're going to be all in, you stay here in front of me. I am on a process of advancing you. You don't see that sometimes because I'm working behind the scenes, but if you will stay where you are, I'll get to you what you need. See, it's your dreams, your prayer requests, your faith won't be easy because he's trying to make it permanent. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 says this, verse 4 and 5. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly, but they're mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. When you're staying in prayer and you're like, God, I'm all in. He says, there are things happening that you can't handle. It won't be easy. It will feel hard if you're just focusing on what you can do. He says, but the struggle that you're facing ain't in your flesh. It's happening back here. And I'm handling it. So you got to set aside how you would deal with it. And you set aside the thing that you're focusing on. Fast that. Push that aside. Go all in with me. And be okay if I show up on day number 24. Ephesians 6 says, for we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts and wicked places. Daniel. From the first thing you said, God heard. I've been working behind the scenes. I'm just glad you stayed put. I challenge you. We've got 7 days. If this is your first time here, we've been praying and fasting. I said it earlier. because we want to see God move. I want to encourage all of us this week to give God these last 7 days. For you, food might be a struggle. Turn off social media. I don't really know. Miss one meal and say, God, this is the day I'm going to miss one meal. I'm going to try it. But give God something that says, God, I am not leaving until I break through. Are you with me? I wrote this down. Prayer does something in you while you're waiting for something to be done for you. Prayer does something in you while you're waiting for something to be done for you. I'm going to prove it here in a second. It says that Daniel was praying and he didn't let go. Day number 24, the angel shows up and he says, Daniel, you are greatly loved. Stand up straight. Stand up straight and listen to what I'm going to tell you. Can I tell you that when you are in a position of prayer, you humble yourself without needing to be humbled? The worst thing that can happen is when God humbles you. You don't want God to humble you. No, please don't. Because he sees something totally different. But if I go, God, I'm giving you my time. God, I worship you. God, I praise you. You have already said that what you see, what you're dreaming about, what you pray for, you can't handle. You have said, God, you're greater than me, which builds the seed and the harvest of humility. You want confidence? The angel shows up and says, put your shoulders back, my man. Stand up straight. He says, you've been praying and fasting 21 days. Put your shoulders back. Stand up with me. He says, I'm here now. God loves you very much. You want confidence? Pray. It might take a little bit of time. 21. Day 24. Yeah, God's for me. Yeah, he's working it out for my good. Yes, it took 24 days, but he did it. What you need is being formed in your prayer time. And he still gives you what you want, what you're asking for. But let him do the work in you. Because remember, it's not going to be easy. It's supposed to be permanent. And then I just played off of what I just said. God does something in me while I'm waiting for God to do something for me. Because that's the ultimate result why sometimes I communicate with him, is because I want him to do something for me. But I really need him to do something in me. Because I don't want to be day number 10, and then it's like day number 11. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And then I'm like, God, you're not speaking to me. No. God, do something in me. Because you're trying to do something permanent. Let me prove it. That if we realize, okay, God, this ain't easy. I get it. Because you're trying to do something permanent. If I realize that through prayer, God is doing something in me, because sometimes I'm all about doing something for me, but God, do something in me while you're doing something for me. Watch what happens when you pray. Matthew 26 says this, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. If things are tempting you and you're struggling with something, watch and pray. Watch and pray. He says, I can deal with temptation in prayer. Look at Matthew 17:21 says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them. You got unforgiveness and you're struggling with going to them? Pray behind the scenes first. God, I can't go to them yet, but God, you need to deal with this. I've been holding on to this forever. I am so sorry. Or God, they have made me mad. I don't even want to look at them jokers, but God, I forgive them right here behind the scenes. He can deal with everything in you in prayer. Are you with me? Well, let me keep going because I want to overprove it. Ephesians chapter 6, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance. If you need to finish some things, if you need to see some things from the beginning and finish it, he says that in prayer, you come to me. If you stay with it, I'll build the perseverance gift in you. I'll build the strength in you. Let's go into prayer. Let me do something in you. Before I do something just for you, I can do all of that at the same time. You pray. Philippians 1:9 says, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer. You want to pray for your family's life change? Or you want to see life change happens in your family? You want to see God break some things? Pray. Paul says, hey, I know your prayers work for me. I know I'm not going to stay the same because you're praying. God is going to do something in me because you're asking him for it. God is going to do two things at one time, in me and for me. I know it's going to work out for my deliverance. And I'm getting ready to close. You are on the edge. You are on the brink. Daniel, everything that you have said, from the first thing you said, God said yes to. I went as soon as you started praying. What you don't see behind the scenes is I'm taking things out on your behalf. If it seems like the timeline has come and I didn't respond, it could be that I had to bring in the big dogs. So when the thing doesn't show up in your time, don't let go. Just push yourself all the way in. So on day number 22, it's less about whether I did it in your time frame or whether you chose to make prayer and fasting your lifestyle. It's less about what I'm going to do for you and more about what I want to do in you. Because what I'm doing in you is permanent. It may not be easy, but it's permanent. This morning, I want to push you over the edge. And worship team, you can come up. I want to push you over the edge because some of us sit on the edge and we watch and we just pray for our request. And we don't pray to know him. Let God do something in you and do something for you. It's his desire. Because remember, Daniel, hey, God loves you, man. God loves you very much. And his heart for you is to give you his very best. But he's doing something in you. This morning, I want to pray for you. And I want to ask you, here's what I want to ask you to do. I want to ask you to say, God, over these next 7 days, and if I don't see you again, maybe just popped in down and you're like, whoa, this is a major challenge for me to pray and fast. Hey, I want you to find something that you could give your attention to God for 7 days. Okay. We're not going to be religious. I'm going to be religious. But I want to give you a parameter. Woo, some of y'all got hit with the light, didn't you? God speaking to you. You know what I'm saying? just in case, boy, we had that look. I told you. Begin! We have lights as well. You know what I'm saying? Begin! I saw some of y'all like, woo! But look, we apologize for that. We apologize. But listen, I want you to give God something that he can work with. And this week, I want you to communicate with him. Because the Word of God clearly says that from the first time you say something to him, he's listening. The challenge comes in is that it requires all of your heart. Would you bow your heads? You know, you're in the room and you're like, okay, Damon, prayer and fasting, yeah, I think I might get an understanding of it, but that's a real churchy thing to talk about. It's a real churchy thing, and so I'm not really there yet. I'm kind of growing in that. But I'd love to make it plain for you. The beginning foundation of everything that would ever happen, it starts with a relationship with Jesus. That's where it all lands. It all lands in our relationship with Jesus, of who Jesus can be to you. And you're in this building, and maybe you say, Damon, I'm not in a relationship with Jesus, but I'd really like to take the first step, and I'd like to be pushed into the brink of a relationship with Jesus. So you're here, and I'm talking, and my greatest honor is going to be every single week is to help welcome people into a fresh relationship with God. And so you're in this building, you're like, Damon, you know what? I want to give Jesus a try. I might be a little hesitant, but I want to give him a try. It would be my honor to pray with you today. it would be my honor to pray with you today. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to pray, and I just want you to follow me. If everybody could pray together, I'd love that. Can you say, "Dear Jesus, I thank you today for dying on the cross for me. Today, I want to give you a try. I want to acknowledge that you can change my life and that I need you. Jesus Christ, be my Lord, be my Savior, and be my friend. In Jesus' name, amen." Now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you prayed that prayer, would you just raise your hand? I said, "I prayed that prayer. Thank you. Thank you. I see those hands. I see those hands. Yeah. I see those hands." You can put those hands down. I just want to pray for you now, and then we're going to finish up our service. Father, I thank you for every person that raised their hand today. God, I thank you that as we begin our new relationship with you, God, I pray that you're going to become so alive to us. God, that is not just going to be a religious routine, but it's going to be a relationship, because what you're doing in us, it may not be easy, but it's permanent. And God, I pray that as we finish out these last 7 days of our prayer and fasting, Lord God, that the prayer aspect of our life, the fasting aspect of our life will become a part of us, a part of our lifestyle, because we know that you can do the impossible. God, I thank you that you heard the prayers of those who are meeting for the very first time as soon as they begin to speak. We give you the glory and the honor for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can you give Jesus Christ some praise today for those who raised their hand?
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or, if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.